Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Macro Show.
Backyard Maker Show. Maker Show.
We speak that realness.
Peace, interweblians, interweblians. We are back with another one, You're listening to the Gorilla Podcast Network. My co-host B, what's up?
Muchas cosas.
Lots of things.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, man. How's your weekend?
Pretty good, I have to say. The weather changed on us.
Yeah.
Drastically from extremely hot to cold, and then in between, and then hurricane and everything. It's got another day in Connecticut,
yeah.
You know.
A lot of people getting sick.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm kind of getting over mine. I'm still a little bit stuffed up, but I got rid of the cold.
Yeah.
I was doing a little research, like I was telling you earlier, and I found out I have asthma. Mm. Due to, I think I had pneumonia a while back. I never really took care of it. And when the weather changes from cold to hot or hot to cold, my body notices right away. And it brings my asthma up, and I cough and I get wheezy.
That actually brings up like something that I kind of wanted to talk about today, which is like when you don't take care of yourself like that, or when you don't take care of certain things, they always come up somehow. You know, like they resurface in some way, even if it's something as simple as like asthma, you know, like something you didn't take care of in the past and now it's surfacing, you know.
Yeah.
And I say that happens a lot with, in general, like things like when we don't take care of our own things, they surface somehow, you know, and sometimes it's a lot worse.
Yeah, it's I mean, when the whole pneumonia thing happened, I don't even know if I had pneumonia or bronchitis or what it was, but it was real bad. This was like, wow, this was probably like in 2003, 2004 though. You know what I mean? And I didn't have insurance.
Yeah.
You know, so I couldn't really do anything. So I just took care of it how I could.
Which is like 80% of Americans right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what happened. So, and you know, me being as somebody who reads and stuff like that, I put two and two together, and I knew it stemmed from that. So I'm paying for it now.
Yeah.
Because it's been happening every year for like the last seven years, maybe eight. So I'm kind of used to it. It fucks with me for a good month, and then it'll go away. Same thing when it gets cold to hot. So it's kind of, I don't want to say it's dope, but I know when the weather's gonna change beforehand, because my body's telling me, but it's telling me in a fucked up way.
And then it's worse in Connecticut because the weather's always fucking changing.
So, yeah, you know. Yeah, that's the thing too. And it, when I get sick, I get sick like once a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I get sick, it kicks my ass. Like I'll be in bed like a little bitch crying for fucking chicken noodle soup and shit. And yeah, after that, I'll be good for the year. Maybe get a little cold here and there, but nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm. But,
real quick, man, I just wanted to get into, for our interweblians and our supporters out there. I'm pretty sure you guys have noticed that X hasn't been here. Xavier, he wasn't here last show. He's not here this show either. And actually he will no longer be a part of the show. Unfortunately, X is, he's real busy, which is great, doing his own stuff.
Love you.
And you know, we wish him nothing but the best, but I just felt his heart really wasn't into it right now to be here anyway. So, it was just best for him to just keep concentrating on his healing and stuff like that. But, again, we wish him nothing but the best,
of course.
You know, keep healing that world, man. Peace. Yeah. Peace to you, X. But yeah, just wanted to let y'all know real quick. Just because we know people are going to be asking questions and stuff. But yeah, let's move on. We have the Gorilla Podcast Network. I'm happy to announce I had a meeting yesterday with one of the shows. They start this week, another one, which is the TSD Podcast with DJ Stutters, which is going to be dope. So we finally got all the paperwork done and just nailed it down for this week. Nice. So
slowly but surely.
Absolutely.
It's building up. So the dream is coming true.
Well, B, I'm gonna let you take off a little bit. On whatever you wanted to talk on.
I guess a few things going on. Probably get a little bit into music. I'm sure some of you guys have heard what's going on of some feuds between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Yes, in Fashion Week, right?
Yeah.
So I know this is a little bit different maybe than we talk about usually, but I have to talk about this because they are both role models of mine. Like, I really actually like both of them.
Mm.
You know, I do.
Sorry to hear that.
They're artistic. They have their own styles. They have their own arts. And it kind of saddens me that two women that have made it in a similar category, that have come this far, that they succumb to each other, that they fight each other, that they're competing with each other when they're the only ones in the game getting to that point, you know? And it's like, we have to learn to start building each other instead of tearing each other down, because everyone else is just looking at you and laughing.
Yeah, I get what you're saying with that. I mean, it's, you know, women empowerment and just being able to share the spotlight together is dope and amazing.
And it is. And you know what? I understand, like, if you have it out, like, we all do, you know? We all have our things that, you know, we don't agree with each other. Somebody's not doing something right. But there's ways to handle that, you know? And there comes a time where you have to learn how to take care of that, especially when you're in the limelight, especially when people are looking at you a certain way. So it's like, I know you're real, I know you want to back your stuff up, but you can't be fighting each other like that, because so many people do look up to you,
especially the kids.
Yes. And they're gonna always think that this is the only way to handle any type of matter in their life, especially with people that they're working with, people that they're building with. You know, it's not a good look, you know, and we got to get past that, because you're looking really ignorant.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not really a big fan of either one of them. I do fuck with Cardi only because, I've been following Cardi before, you know, when she was just a stripper on her Instagram. Yeah. She was a comedian. Like, she had one of those comedian pages. And I thought she was funny. You know, it was stupid, but it was funny. Mm-hmm. But she's so real. She's like straight up real. That's what I like about it. I think Nicki's super fake to me, just by stories I've heard in the industry, and you know, just the music and stuff like that. That, you know, for me. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I fuck with Cardi on that point, but
I think it's all fake.
I mean, yeah,
to some degree. You know?
Even the beef might be fake just to get sales. Yeah. They do that sometimes too.
It might be, but I'm just like, people are so caught up in this, and they're like this and this person, and you know, and I'm just like, come on, like, there's so much going on right now. That's the last thing that we need to be,
but
you know.
But
I say it more for building each other, women. In, in hip hop, you don't see women get to certain.
Well, supposedly Nicki was talking about, you know, had said something foul about Cardi's daughter, and that's why Cardi rolled up on her like that.
Because people's gonna say, you know what I'm saying? So, shit all the time, you know, like,
I understand Cardi, but still, like, you know, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But you know, we were also talking about them being role models, but you got to understand, they come in an industry where the industry that caters to them and feeds them doesn't really give a shit about them unless they're making money.
Yeah.
So they have that same kind of attitude towards that they release, so they don't really care about that, you know, empowerment shit and things like that. You know, that's not one of their main things to I don't know, to show to the world, I guess, because of how they were raised in the industry. So it's like,
it's interesting because that's all they speak of, you know? So it's like, you speak this way, you know, and you talk about being, you know, but then it's like, but then at the same time, that's being real, I guess, you know? Because all Cardi B is, talks about is, you know, fashion, bitches, faces, and all this shit.
So, yeah. I mean, see, the thing, like I said, the thing about Cardi is that, like, a lot of the stuff that she talks about, like, she's that. Like, she's, you know what I'm saying? She says what she does, and she does what she says. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
She backs it up.
Yeah, and it's just who she is. Mm-hmm. And Nicki's just, you know, somebody who was, I mean, pretty much grafted to be something that they're not. Kind of like Eminem. You know what I mean? How people call Eminem the GOAT and all that. Like, what's going on right now with him and Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah.
Like, to me, Eminem was never the GOAT. To me, when Eminem first came out, we thought he was whack when he came out with My Name Is Hi. Like
originally, yeah.
Like, yo, that was like some comedic bullshit. Yeah. We were like, what the fuck is this shit? We're over here listening to Nas and Wu-Tang, people dropping gems and shit, and then this shit comes out. So no one really paid attention to him, you know what I mean? And what happens is with M, the machine got behind him, you know what I mean? Corporate America got behind him. I was just watching this video the other day with Jay Electronica building with Benzino. Benzino's one of the guys M had beef with a while ago from XXL. And Jay Electronica was telling him, like, yo, you're not battling him. You know, you're starting shit. You think you're battling. M is just a puppet. He was telling him, M is just a puppet. He was corporate America's way to get in on the culture of hip hop and make money and make their own rules. You know, and that's what a lot of people don't get. And I be trying to tell them, oh, you're a hater. I'm not a hater. I just know what the fuck is really going on. You know what I mean? M is not the greatest. M is mediocre at best.
Yeah.
Like, he can rhyme. I'm not going to hate on that. He's good. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he has the machine behind him and that he's white magnified his look in the public.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these people calling him the greatest rapper in the world, they don't even have not even an ounce of knowledge of hip-hop culture, where it started, how it started, where it comes from.
That's all they know.
Yeah.
A lot of people, is all they know is through Eminem.
So it's like, that's the beef I have with that. You know what I mean? I know my hip-hop culture. I know how they use them as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To get in on this shit.
I agree with you.
So,
and I agree with, like, I feel like he uses a lot of anger to put out his music. So there aren't really, like, really deep messages. It's just more about his anger than...
Yeah, it's anger getting out and rhyming words.
Yeah,
like.
And like, yes, it's his story, but at the same time, he's not telling other people's story, or he's not, you know, giving a deeper message, there's something missing.
And a lot of his stories, especially in the beginning, were about killing his mother, his baby's mother.
It's a lot of popping, violence towards women.
Popping
which
pills.
I'm not okay with.
Violence towards gays. You know what I'm saying? All that. That was just never my cup of tea. Like, genre. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I never jumped in a car. Nobody's ever jumped in my car and were like, yo, put that new M on. Yo, put that Eminem on. It just never happened. But yeah, so, you know,
unless you're angry, like, I just remember listening to some of his songs just because I was really angry, because it's like angry, like, he's angry, you know.
Guys,
there's
sorry.
Never really a song where he could just, like, talk to people. I don't know. That's just,
but that's but that's the thing, and, you know, that's why I say he was mediocre. He's mediocre at best. He's nowhere near the GOAT. There's way too many people. Nas, KRS-One, Rakim, Pharrell Monch. I mean, there's way too many people that are way greater in content and skill and metaphors and technicality and storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was just put out there by the monster. And so he got that leeway. But like I said, he's good. I'm not going to hate. He's good. He's better than most.
What do you think about this new guy?
He's better than most. Who's that?
The new guy that's going against Eminem, MGK, right?
Oh, well, Machine Gun Kelly, he's been out for a while. He's been going out for a while. But before I get to that, I just wanted to finish the point before I lose my thought, what I was getting at with M. Oh, the yeah. The other thing is like even his rhymes to me were mediocre at that. Like people were so, I don't know. I also used to listen to Wu-Tang and Nas and real shit getting dropped and shit that really makes you think. Rakim and then for him to come out and all he does is really rhyme a little bit and he'll say some shit like, you know, he'll just rhyme panic and manic and wanic and wanic and shaman. You know what I mean? And that shit's so whack to me. Like that's cool. You're coming out with like adrenaline and but like what are you saying? Like you're not really saying much. That kind of goes into the whole thing with him and MGK, Machine Gun Kelly right now with the beef. Right now, MGK, see, I give MGK props because out of all the rappers that he called out, that M called out on his new song, and all these years that other rappers could have came out, and I wish they did, and battled him, MGK is the only one that had the balls to actually come out yeah. in a full track and really go for his head, because he went after him.
Yeah, he did.
And he came back like 2 days later after M dropped. It's already been almost a week. I think, and he hasn't responded yet. Mm-hmm. So, I think I don't know. I think people are kind of seeing now that he was overrated, and I even feel he kind of lost what he had because I don't know. You know, I'm a big hip hop fan, man. So this shit, I love talking about this stuff, but I just don't think he's there no more.
I agree, and it was gonna happen eventually. Somebody was gonna come back, and I think he's more telling him about other people could relate to me too. Look, I could do this like this, and and he's so if you listen to what he says, it makes sense, you know. Coming back at Eminem, but it's still all art, you know. They're artists; they do a great job. They work hard, you know. Just some have a better opportunity than others.
Or some are just grafted that way.
Privilege.
You know what I mean? Oh yeah, privilege. I have nothing against white people, man. At all. Unfortunately, our government is filled with that, and those are more than half of the parasites that are fucking up the world and been doing it. But back to M. My beef isn't that he's white. My beef is that because he is white, that catapulted his success and his limelight.
Yeah.
Because there's 1,000 or more black and Latino, brown or black MCs that are way better than him that didn't get catapulted that way because they weren't white. And that's just the bottom line. And if people want to call me a hater because of that, then you just don't really want to face the truth because it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
And that's with everything. That's not just with hip hop. Like that happens a lot in all different types of different contexts, you know? So that is a reality, you know? And people could research, you could do all the research you want. You know, we know this already. Like there are better opportunities for others, you know? He's also reaching a population that they probably couldn't care less for hip hop like that, you know?
And the culture and what it means,
and they're going to relate to someone that, it's always going to relate to someone that looks like you, you know, the most. That's just absolutely how it works. He was able to reach a lot more
people that way. Oh, yeah, obviously.
So, I agree.
I also wanted to talk about Mac Miller, you know, rest in peace to Mac Miller, who just passed away a few days ago from an overdose, man. That shit is just sad news, man. He was talented to me, man. I'm not gonna front like I was a big fan because I really wasn't. But I did hear some of his things. You know, he came from kind of that boom bap era. That was his style when he started. And that's what I liked. I like a lot of his old stuff. But I didn't really pay attention to his music till about a couple months ago, where Static Selecta came out with a mixtape called 8 Ball, I believe it was. And there was a track called 82 to 92. And it was on that mixtape featuring, because the track is featuring both Mac Miller and Terminologist. And they both went in, but Mac went crazy on that shit. And I'm like, oh, shit, this dude, okay. You know, it made me like, I knew already that he kind of had something, but I never really dug into it. Because he was kind of on that, he wasn't on that trap shit, but he was on that commercial like stuff.
Own, yeah.
And I really don't dig the commercial shit, so I never really dug into him. And, you know, I'm doing more so now. And, it's kind of like with XXXTentacion. I wish I would have dug in more when they were here, but unfortunately, that's just how it happens sometimes.
We don't recognize people sometimes until they're gone, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But the kid, I mean, I'm going to give him his props, man. And, you know, rest in peace to Mac Miller. And I want to give him his props because he was an MC, man. He could flow. When he wanted to flow and do that dope boom bap shit, he could flow, you know? Like that old, like, commercial and singing shit he was doing, I wasn't really a fan of that. I can't, you know, but the kid could spit when he wanted to. So he was a spitter, man. So that hip-hop definitely took a crazy loss with that, man, because this kid was only 26 years old, and he was on the verge of really blowing up. Like, he already had millions of fans, but he was on the verge to, like, really getting that commercial radio play success, you know what I mean? And it's scary, man, because a lot of these kids, man, they're losing their they're losing all their musical icons real mega early before they could even really shine to drugs.
And you know, it sounds messed up, but in a weird way, it is good for these kids to witness these things because they realize that these lifestyles that a lot of these artists are living isn't for a long life, you know? It's only a matter of time before something like this happens, before there's some type of homicide or suicide, yeah, or, you know, or murder or some crazy. And these kids being able to see, like, what's going on and showing them, okay, this is what happens when you continue living a certain lifestyle and not really checking yourself and not, you know.
Yeah, they need help. It's to the point, B, where something needs to happen. Like, it's too much. They're dropping like flies. It's crazy. Like,
it's part of the plan.
They need help.
That's the worst part.
And that's the other thing. And I know people are going to get mad at me for this one, but I feel Eminem is the one who opened up the doors to a lot of this whack trap commercial shit that's out now.
What did you say now?
Now I'm going to explain that. I'm gonna explain my
what did you say, nigga?
Now, okay, M came in again on that commercial. Hi, my name is mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to me, that opened up the gates for all that whack shit. Why couldn't he just come out with some dope shit like Stan, or you know what I'm saying, or some other shit? Like, I feel that was a gimmick. It was gimmicky. So. Mm-hmm. As good as he is, because he is good, like I said already, I gave him his props, and as good as some of his songs are, the way he came in opened up the floodgates for the whack shit that's, he planted, those seeds got planted, not necessarily by M, but by the people behind him, you know what I'm saying?
And that's what I was going to say.
That was their plan.
I feel like a lot of artists get to that point where they could be great, they can have all this music, but they're not getting the views, they're not getting to the people. So out comes all these people who run them telling them, yeah, you know, do it like this. Let's put it out like this. We know what's going to get the people.
And that's why people say M was used as a tool to let all these fucking idiots in on the culture. And they were planning. They were planning. They knew the seed was going to grow. You know what I'm saying? And later on, these kids were going to be out. And that's how they took over the culture. That's how they took over the music. That's how they took over who's hot, who gets played on the radio.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel the same way towards Drake with that.
Yeah, but Drake is part of the Eminem factor to me.
Yeah.
Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
You got, because Eminem, that was like, what, 98 when he dropped?
Yeah, because he was before all that, yeah.
So it was Eminem. Mm-hmm. Even like the Cash Money shit kind of came out at the same time. But it to me, it was Eminem was the floodgate to open up for all this whack shit we have now. And a lot of people are going to disagree with me.
Yeah.
And I'm not I'm not putting the direct blame on M, because maybe he didn't know, or maybe he still doesn't know. But that's what the idea was from the people pushing him, behind him. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't Eminem have like a breakdown like a couple years ago?
Yeah, like they all do. Yeah.
He had that breakdown and he talked about like all the demons possessing him and like all this stuff within the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he does know now, you know, maybe he didn't when he first started.
Yeah.
You know, going in. But I do agree with that. I feel like they have that commercialized thing where people don't realize it's not really them.
Mm-hmm.
That's out there, you know, being put out there. They're being used and put out there, just like politicians.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, like I said, I know a lot of people are going to disagree, but yo, listen, think about it. Let that marinate in your mind for a second. If you were born after like 90, your opinion doesn't even matter because you're just gonna M is your rap god. You know what I'm saying? That's all you know.
Yeah. So you don't know like if you don't know
the culture.
Yeah.
If you don't understand the culture, if you don't know where it came from, how it started, the struggles, what it meant, the pioneers. Then you have no right talking or calling anybody a goat or a rap god or whatever you want to say. So before you, you know, try to come at me or attack me or disagree on social media and all that shit, do your homework, man, because I am an encyclopedia, bitch.
And FYI, goats get sacrificed.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. A lot of significance in that.
Yes. Oh, look it up.
But yeah, man, back to Mac Miller, man. Just rest in peace to Mac, man. Rest in peace, because I think he was a real MC, man. He has a lot of good content with dope MCs. Here living and still not.
Mm-hmm.
Or not living and still living is what I meant to say. So he has worked with real MCs and you know, he's got he got bigged up by a lot of the real MCs in the industry because they kind of, I guess, see what I see and I see what they saw. So
yeah.
So rest in peace, Mac, man. You left us too soon, brother.
And you saying, like, bringing that up, just it just reminds me, like, don't wait to reach out to people before it's too late.
Yep.
You know, and it's one of my biggest pet peeves is like, when people bring flowers to like funeral cemeteries, I get upset about that because it's like you never gave them flowers while they were alive.
Yeah.
You know, like why do you wait for somebody to be gone? You know?
You know, my sister before she passed away, and this is before she was like really sick. This is when I had kind of first met her. I remember us having a conversation with, you know, the family, and she said, she's like, I don't want nobody bringing me flowers when I'm in the cemetery. She's like, for what? I can't see them. I can't smell them. I can't touch them no more. Give them to me now.
Yeah.
And I, you know, me being who I am, I'm like, damn. Not that that's rude, but it's like, damn, what if people want to just come visit you? But then I understand what she was saying, you know, overall. So
because then it's true. Then it's for the people. It's yeah. Not for her.
It's true.
She's gone at that point, you know.
Give your loved ones flowers while they're here. Help your loved ones while they're here. Tell them you love them while they're here.
Yes.
Give a helping hand while they're here.
I can't even explain like the guilt people feel. You know, like when I have people come to me for grieving, you know, because they're grieving, a majority of the people that suffer the most during grieving is guilt. It's caused by guilt.
Regret and guilt.
Yeah, because they didn't do whatever they should have done when the person was alive, excuse me, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, don't wait for somebody to die. Don't do that. Like, if you really care about somebody, if you really love somebody, reach out to them. Let them know, you know? Like, this is when you do it, you know? Don't do it after because you will regret it.
Yeah, a little bit too late after that. Man. But yeah, man, just you know, to our interweblians and everybody listening, reach out to your people, reach out to people you know who have suffered in the past and who deal with things in the past. Reach out to your strong friends and your funny friends as well, because listen, a lot of these strong and funny people, they hide their pain behind all that, behind those jokes, behind that strength. So always just check up on your people, man.
The funniest people I've ever known, like, they have had the most depression, or the deepest depression that I've ever witnessed, you know, because that's part of it. I think depression is connected with humor in a sense, because it heals them. So when they make others laugh, they heal themselves, you know. I think a majority of comedians are like that. You know, and that's how they, by them sharing their stories, they heal, and they heal others because everyone laughs, you know.
They're making others feel good, what they want to feel.
And then it makes them in return feel good. So we don't realize, but people put up fronts, you know, people put up fronts all the time. And it's true. Some of the strongest people, you know, don't get people that come out to, and reach out to them, because people already think, oh, they're strong, they're good, they got this. You know, but everybody needs somebody.
Absolutely, man. So please just check on your people, man. Check on your people. Everybody needs to be checked on, and everybody needs that love and that unconditional support. So let's get on it, my people. B, I don't know, what was the other topic you wanted to talk about? Was
there you mentioned something about what's going on within the news. There's a hurricane heading our way, or heading to North Carolina. It's a Category 4 currently. It may get higher by tomorrow, which is as close to Katrina, right? Category 4 or 5.
Yeah.
There was a couple issues that I realized looking at the news that was going on, and I want to bring it up because some of it is interrelated to like what happened to Puerto Rico, what happened in Katrina. First, they were refusing to evacuate the prisons in North Carolina. And
crazy.
That happened in New Orleans as well, and they let a lot of the inmates that they died, you know, during the storm, or they actually put the juveniles with the older ones in the dome. And they just put them all together, and it's kind of like fight for your own, make it, see who makes it. A lot of people were hurt, murders, rapes, a lot of very sad stories that took place during that. So if this was to happen again, you know, we have to start looking at the cycle, because there's something wrong, you know, there's something deeply wrong with that. And we can't do this. You know, it doesn't matter if people are in prison or not. They're people. Like, and we just can't leave people to die. And it's usually people in prison, the elderly and the poor, that pay the most in this world, period. You know? And we need to change that. Like, we definitely need to change that altogether. Another story that was on the news was about Trump responding to this hurricane and saying how well prepared he is, not compared to how Puerto Rico was, you know, at the time. But it wasn't that bad in Puerto Rico, according to him, even though over 3,000 people have been reported dead and it's still counting.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's so crazy. And they only reported 64 at the time.
Yes.
Remember?
So crazy.
You know, they only swept about 3,000 under the rug.
Yeah, that's crazy. And there's still more. Like, there's still more stuff coming out every day. What worries me about how he said this, and this is me reading people, this is me picking up on things, just the type of person I am, is I was a little concerned because the way he said it, it was almost as if it was an attack. Now, this is a natural hurricane, right? Natural.
quote, unquote.
Quote, unquote, right. But how is it that he's making these comments like as if the hurricane's gonna attack him? And then he's saying it in a way like he's gonna retaliate. Like, who are you retaliating with? Like, it was just very strange. You should check it out. Like, yeah, what he was saying.
I didn't see that, but that's very interesting.
So I'm telling you because this hasn't happened yet, but I have some type of feeling that this is much deeper than most of us know, as it always is, and a lot more may come of this.
That's crazy. That's crazy that you said that, because like I said when we talked about it earlier, I saw it on the news, but I was working, so I didn't like get to concentrate on it. I just heard that they were talking about Puerto Rico. That's why I asked you about it. But yeah, man, that for him to seem like he was getting ready for an attack, that's very, very interesting.
Yes, that's exactly very that. He's like, we're so prepared, nothing's gonna like get us and blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah. Really?
And you know, okay. You know, in the news, especially in these politicians, they talk a lot in code when they're on TV.
Yes.
So, you know, they could communicate with their people.
And that's how it was. So, it was like he was almost telling like another country, don't worry, we're coming back at you. So it's like, what the fuck is going on, you know? Like, it's much deeper than they're just making it out to be. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, B. I'm gonna look that up. I'm gonna look into that to see what that is, because I've noticed, like we said, they talk in code, and it's some foul shit. It's interesting, but I'll definitely look into it. Real quick though, I wanted to just you know, shout out the Gorilla Podcast Network. Don't forget to check out the Gorilla Podcast Network on Facebook. Just search GPN, it'll pop up, and please follow the page on Instagram, Gorilla Podcast Network. Also, don't forget to check out the Backyard Mecca Show. That's backyardmeccashow at gmail.com if you want to email us, talk shit, give us positive feedback, anything you want to do. You could also check us out at Backyard Mecca on Instagram, Backyard Mecca on Facebook and Twitter. And please just like, comment, subscribe, and especially share, because that's what helps us get out there. Big shout out to everybody listening. Big shout out to everybody in the U.S. You know, we appreciate the continued support. Especially, you know, out here back home in Connecticut, we got a lot of listeners from all over the state, and all over the world. You know what I mean? There's countries that are tuning in. Russia's always tuning in. Sweden is always tuning in. The UK, the Philippines is a new one we got in there. So shout out to all y'all, man, and thank you for supporting.
Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna probably gonna end this a little bit. My cough is acting up a little bit, and that's pretty much it. We'll get back to the hour shows and more when once I'm healthy all the way, which probably be next week. Also, we are gonna start getting our guests back up here. I know you guys haven't had guests in a good 6 shows. Just everything going on with the podcast, getting that ready, and I've been super busy, so I haven't been able to just book guests. And I don't want to book just anybody. I want to book interesting people that have a story to tell, people that, you know, will keep you guys listening and interested. So we're going to get back on that. And, you know, again, please check out all the other podcast shows coming up. Dear Brother just dropped a new show this week. So check them out at Dear Brother Podcast. And they're on SoundCloud at Dear Brother. But yeah. So we're going to tune out, man. Thank you guys once again, Interweblians. We love y'all. And just remember, if you could accumulate a thought in your mind, that means it is out there. And if it is out there, all you have to do is go get that shit.
That's right.
Peace, 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 peace. Peace.
Interweblings.